We're reminded that much of Mozart's life and music were shaped by the Enlightenment and its principles. Mozart began his career as a servant to the Archbishop of Salzburg. In fact, up until this period, composers were often just highly skilled servants to the church or royal courts. But Mozart's travels to England and France had exposed him to the ideals of independence and equality. He sought to sever his obligation to the arcane hierarchy that employed his services so rigidly. Eventually, Mozart found greater freedom in Vienna, where he supported himself with public concerts and commissions and through teaching engagements. Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro, epitomized the new ways of thinking by giving servants a central role. Previously, servants were comic figures to be laughed at, but building on ideas in the play by Beaumarchais, Mozart presented them as equally worthy of serious attention as any noble aristocrat. All that from NPR's Performance Today. And of course, Les Miserables unfolds against a backdrop of a world struggling to enact Enlightenment ideals. And yet it is not the political, social, or philosophical parallels between the worlds of Mozart and Les Miserables that will pull us in musically. It's the love and compassion at their heart. The program is titled Seasons of Love, Mozart to Broadway, to be presented by the Tri-State Chorale on Thursday, August 23rd, and there will be music by Mozart, and Les Miserables will be included, and, of course, this favorite from Rent. The Tri-State Chorale is under the direction of Matthew Rupsich, and it has more than doubled in size with over 55 members since its inception. The ensemble reached its goal to offer this free concert, and they are inviting us to attend. Matthew Rupsich paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Tri-State Chorale and this upcoming concert.
This ensemble, the Tri-State Chorale, this is a summer chorale that meets in Milford, and we bring in individuals from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, which is great. And another thing that's really fantastic about this group that I am celebrating this summer is that we've brought in many high school students to participate in the group from the Delaware Valley School District in Milford, as well as in Port Jervis. We have about 20 students who have come and joined us, so we're very excited about that. And the group came about, actually, this is our third season, and it came about, I did a concert with the Scranton Cultural Center about 5-7 years ago, and I combined my group that I have in Rockland County, that I conduct, the Rockland Camerata, and I combined with the Delaware Valley Community Chorus in Milford. And after that concert, people were really excited about what happened and what we did. And a couple years later, they learned that I was coming out here full time. And some of them asked if I would be interested in starting an ensemble. So after a couple years of planning, we started 3 years ago. And it really has blossomed this year, which is very exciting.
In addition then to bringing singers from different geographies together in that perfect corner where those states meet, what kind of musical vision do you have for the ensemble?
Well, it's really wonderful. So one of the goals that the board has set up is that what they really want to do is perform good music at a high quality and to learn about the voice and how the voice can grow and how they could learn about it, how does it function. And with my background as a voice person, that I graduated from Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, and then I had my choral conducting degree from a different university, but I'm able to combine those two skill sets, and that is very attractive to this ensemble. So what I do during rehearsals, we spend quite a bit of time warming up, and I just talk about the vocal mechanics and the technique. So young people, as well as older people who act like young people, can grow with what they do with production-wise with their voices. So that's one of the goals. And then with regarding repertoire, they want to do serious music, which I really appreciate, and they want to do serious music in the summer. So what I've learned is with planning for this concert, which is called Seasons of Love, from Mozart to Broadway, is that we're doing a Mozart coronation mass, which is a short Missa Brevis, a short mass. And then I backed it up with music from musical theater and as well as jazz. And the kids have totally jumped on this program. And that's why I think we've had a huge reception. But another thing that I'm doing that I think is really great is that for the Mozart, I'm hiring pros for the soloists. And I've hired a small string quartet and organ, so to enhance that experience. So the kids will be able to hear that kind of professionalism coming to them. And then secondly, I told the kids that I will use them as soloists for the Broadway stuff. And I have to tell you that they are knocking it out of the park. I am so excited about what they're doing. It's great. They are stepping up in ways that I didn't anticipate. And the concert in the third week of August is just going to be excellent. So I'm really proud of what's happening.
It says so much that young people would want to spend their time singing in the summer in this way.
And I jokingly say, not just want to sing in the summer, but want to sing what kind of older folks? And that's okay with them. And what's interesting is I asked members of my ensemble, what are some things why you like about the group? And many of the replies I got was that the older singers or mature singers felt that it might have been a disturbance to have the kids come and join us. And some have said, well, as long as I got off my horse or my high attitude, that they realize that they really are contributing well, they're focused, they're disciplined, and they're really contributing to the ensemble. So it has changed attitudes. And I think it's really made something special. I will say, as a director, I'm really intentional about what I do during the rehearsal so that people meet each other, where I have them during warm-ups, they mix, so they're not sitting within their voice part, then they mix again, and then I do different things about how they could meet and greet. I did this one activity, I took about 15 minutes of rehearsal. I asked all the singers prior to the rehearsal to tell me one unique thing about them, and then I put it on a sheet, but I didn't tell the name, and then they had to go around and try to find that person that said something unique about themselves. I gave an example of myself. I'm the youngest of 9 kids. I have about 25, 30 nieces and nephews, and that's pretty unique. So I said, what is unique for them? And they wrote these comments. And so it was a really good mixing activity. This past Wednesday, we went out for ice cream afterwards. So just doing some social things to bring the group together. So I don't want two different groups coming together this thing, but I want one group. And just so many have commented on the joy that they're having with the rehearsal process and everything.
If we think about it, we might think of Mozart in his white wig as being old, but he was a youngster and very precocious as a musician and as a composer. At what point in his career did he do this piece? Do you know?
This piece was originally premiered and finished in 1779. And it was finished in Salzburg, so it had its first performance at the Salzburg Cathedral there. It was originally, originally performed for Easter, and then it was later that the royal court of Austria pretty much enjoyed the piece so much that they were using it often. So then it became later the coronation mass that the imperial court was using. And when the cataloging system first was published for Mozart, they included that name, the Coronation Mass, and that's what later it became Coronation Mass. It's perfect for this setting because it's small, it's 5 movements, and it's about 28-30 minutes, so it's perfect for the kids. And what's interesting, a young man, one of my high school boys at the ice cream store, said to me that he's loving doing the Mozart. So I just love hearing, a 17-year-old boy talking about enjoying Mozart. That's pretty awesome.
They can relate to it and the way you're getting into it.
Exactly. It's accessible. And it's accessible when we talk about interpreting text to the quality of sound you want. And if I challenge my singers to think differently about what the text means, whether it's with spirit or we're talking about something more solemn, that I challenge them to think that way, which will have a direct effect regarding their sound. And that's what's happening. And it's really exciting, and they hear it right away, which is brilliant. And then, frankly, going then to the musical theater pieces, I work the same way. And so their sound is able to be, I'll say, flexible. And they won't have one sound for the whole repertoire, the whole concert. They're going to have many different sounds that will reflect the pieces that they have based on what they're thinking and what the text is trying to communicate.
And so saying, as you have, you want one ensemble, but different ways of approaching what you're doing,
sure,
within that. You don't want two program halves that are totally different. Is it that sense of what they're bringing to it that makes the program coalesce?
That links it? That's a really interesting question. What I would like to suggest is that with the different ages of singers coming together and during the warm-up and creating the sound and the process of making what I do, I think what links it is that my approach to the whole program is the same. I'm not changing anything, but what I'm asking to do, just in brief, as I said, them thinking differently about text, period, style, and it all can fit together within the scope of the program.
What are some of the examples of the Broadway pieces?
Sure. So we're doing Bring Him Home from Les Miserables, a wonderful four-part arrangement of that. And I have to say, it sounds exquisite. I'm so excited about the quality of the singing that they're doing. We're also doing a very popular show right now, This Is Me, the piece This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. And, you know, I have some outstanding soloists that are going to go for this. And I'm really happy that I'm able to coach them, and they're producing well. In addition to that, since the program is called Seasons of Love from Mozart to Broadway, we're doing the piece Seasons of Love from Rent and have many different solos within that. And then we're also, as I mentioned earlier, we're doing two jazz pieces, Route 66 and Java Jive. They're Manhattan transfer arrangements, really fun. And I'm bringing in, besides the string quartet and a professional soloist with the Mozart, I'm bringing in a small combo piano, bass, drums, guitar to accompany the lighter repertoire. So these kids are having experiences with professionals who I really try to hire in the area, and then they get to have these kinds of experiences.
Well, I have to ask you who the soloists will be.
Of course. So for the Mozart, we have Jennifer Cogill from Marywood University, who's fantastic. I'll also say she's a fellow Peabody alum, which is awesome. Mezzo-soprano Janice Meyerson. So in another hat that I use, I'm with the Delaware Valley Opera Program. I'm their new music director in Narrowsburg, New York. And she's one of our mezzo-soprano characters, cast members this summer. And so I grabbed her. We also have Wes Poole, who's a tenor. He sings here with Arcadia, and he's an adjunct professor also at Marywood. And we can't forget, we have Larry Wojtkoff from WVIA, which I'm really excited about working with him. So it's fantastic.
Let me ask you where you're doing this.
So the program is on Thursday, August 23rd. At the Milford United Methodist Church. It's on East Ann Street, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. And we're going to have a nice little reception afterwards in the memorial hall that they have underneath the church. It's a historic church. It's a great space. It's a perfect space for us. And so we're excited about doing that. And you, I'm sure you know, Milford is a great little gem of a city that supports us. And I, if I may mention, one of the things that's really exciting about this concert is that it's free. And it's free because we've been able to receive grants and donations from our previous year, last year, that people are so excited about what we're doing. So there is no fee for the public. I should also mention that the group is so committed to having students that we pay all their dues, we pay for their music, we do everything. And that's exciting as well. So it's a true community event. And through the Greater Pike Foundation, they're an organization that helps nonprofits like us get connected to foundations to receive grants. And the Richard L. Snyder Foundation is one of the organizations that have awarded us money in the past, and we are working with them for things in the future as well. So it's really exciting about that too. So we're lucky. It's a free concert.
Matthew Rupsich, who is the founding director and he is conductor of the Tri-State Chorale, now in its third season, inviting us to attend a program titled Seasons of Love, Mozart to Broadway, a free concert on Thursday, August 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at Milford United Methodist Church, and that's 206 East Ann Street in Milford, Pennsylvania. You can find them on Facebook. They are Tri-State Chorale, under the direction of Matthew Rupsich, and they will present a program titled Seasons of Love, Mozart to Broadway, and that's Thursday, August 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Milford United Methodist Church, 206 East Ann Street. Admission is free. You can find them on Ann Street. And they will present the Mozart Coronation Mass, Kirschner Listing 317, and music from Broadway, and a bit of jazz as well. Bring Him Home from Les Miserables, Seasons of Love from Rent. This is me from The Greatest Showman. Route 66 and Java Jive in Manhattan transfer arrangements, and there will be guest soloists, including Jennifer Cogill from Marywood, Larry Voitko from our own Larry Voitko from WVIA, Janice Meyerson from Bethel, New York, who is a member of the Delaware Valley Opera, where Matthew Rupsich is music director, and also Wes Poole from Scranton. For more information, check Facebook, Tri-State Chorale, and that's Thursday, August 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Milford United Methodist Church, 206 East Ann Street in Milford. Seasons of Love, Mozart to Broadway.